Yo, what up? It's the King of Clubs. Who it is? Trap Beckham. And you got to know I'm locked in with Talk with Chocolate. Let's go.
Hey, y'all. What's poppin'? Y'all are now tuned in to Talk with Chocolate on Crown Radio. I am your host with the most, the fashion icon herself, Dior, the Chocolate Doll. And this is Queens Talk TV. Y'all know the vibes. Each and every Friday and Sunday, I know that's right. Y'all know I love to talk my shit. I pop my shit. And of course, I'm about my shit when it comes to fashion and music. So just know, I got the tea on all the latest trending topics. So get your drink going. Get your vibe popping. It's time to talk with Chocolate, y'all. So congratulations going out to my girl, Cardi B. She has recently gained multiple new RIAA certifications, okay? Bodak Yellow, 13 times platinum, WAP 9 times platinum, Invasion of Privacy, 6 times platinum, Be Careful, 5 times platinum, Up is now 5 times platinum, Money, 5 times platinum, Finesse, 5 times platinum, Ring, 4 times platinum, Through Your Phone, 3 times platinum, Press 2 times platinum, and Am I the Drama, her brand new album, is platinum. I know that's right. Let's go, Cardi. I am so proud of her. Like, no matter all the bullcrap she been going through, her divorce and relationship situations, she's still in her bag, and she's still serving as she should. I know that's right. La, la, y'all. The unks are at it again, baby. Now, Dame Dash just filed a $300 million lawsuit against Cameron, accusing him of defamation, harassment, and trying to sabotage his businesses and his family. Now, in these legal documents, Dame says that Cameron has been going around online calling him a liar and ruining his credibility in front of major players, even messing up his negotiations involving Rockefeller and Jay-Z. Now, he also claims that Cam came after his wife Raquel Horn by posting that Dame owns nothing and that everything he has is in his wife's name, which Dame said is humiliating and has caused emotional distress. Now, Lord, y'all, it don't even stop there. Let me keep going. So, y'all, Dame also accuses Cam of making false statements about his family's home, involving his son, Dame Dash II, in messy comments, and even going behind his back on a cannabis business deal that they were supposed to be working on together. Now, don't get me wrong, I feel him a little bit, but to me, he got all that debt going on, he's trying to make a way and get some of them coins to pay off some of them debts, so, yeah, he bought that money right now, he's trying to buy any means to get what he want. I don't blame him, but at the same time, if you ain't got no money, you ain't got no money, don't just keep coming up with all these different lawsuits and scenarios or other people to pay for your problems, feel me? Will Smith's son, Jaden, y'all, he is stepping into the new fashion world with a whole new career move. So check this out, y'all. Jaden has now been named the men's creative director for the French luxury fashion house, Christian Louis Vuitton. I know that's right. The rapper and actor will oversee for men's collections annually, stocking leather goods and accessories while also shaping the brand's visual and emotional identity through marketing campaigns, even on events and experiences. I love this for him, y'all. I feel like this is so him. It suits him so perfectly because, you know, him and his sister definitely got a different style. So I can't wait to see how his mind is going to work with this brand and what he's going to come with for Louis Vuitton. Also, I hope that he also comes out with his own, like, personal products of clothing because his fashion sense is crazy. So congratulations to him. Okay, y'all. So y'all know I've been keeping y'all up to date on the investigations of T-Hood's shooting death with Kirk and Rashida's son, Kirk Frost, being primary suspects after he allegedly shot T-Hood during a heated altercation between the two and Kai's older sister, Kelsey, who was supposedly in a relationship with T-Hood at the time. So y'all, listen to this. After a very lengthy investigation, Kai has reportedly been cleared by the police in the murder due to him acting in self-defense. Now, reports start and state that T-Hood was the main aggressor in the altercation, which led to him reportedly starting a fight with Kai and pulling the gun out. Now, Kai then reportedly pulled out his own gun at the same time, and he shot him before T-Hood could let anything off. So, yo, this is wild. This is wild. But I ain't gonna lie. He stepped for his sister as he should. It's like, it's unfortunate that someone had to lose their life because of this. But at the same time, some people don't play them games when it comes to domestic violence. And he had his sister's back. So, even though somebody was killed, I still respect what he did because he stood up and he fought for what was right, his sister, and protecting her life. So, that's how that go. So, y'all, Glorilla, she is definitely going hard in her bag, like literally. Now, my good sis, she didn't add it on Google partnership into her accolades. I know that's right. She bought that money, as she should. So y'all know, Glorilla and Hit Kids 2022 Smash FNF was selected as the first backing track for the company's new leading board score, pending feature of the famed Google Doodle. I know that's right. Now that's hard. That is hard. So, desktop and mobile users can now play Glow's breakout single during the guide Google search from the homepage. And the Memphis-born rapper is now part of the archives of famous doodles from the past. Yes, that's a real money right there. That's a real money move right there if you ask me. Like, I know that's right. Period, Glow. Stay in your bag, baby. Okay, y'all. So, y'all know, Friday, I was shedding some light on a situation that happened in Mississippi with a guy named Trey Reed, whose body was found hung on the campus. Okay, well, I got an update on that, and y'all, this is so crazy. So, according to Mississippi medical examiners, they have ruled the death of Trey Reed as a suicide. Now, the autopsy concluded Wednesday stated the cause of death to be hanging in the manner of death as a suicide. Now, this is crazy to me, and I knew they was gonna play them hands. It's just not making sense because how was one of his legs broken, his arms were broken, he's found hanging from a tree. On top of that, y'all lied to his family and said that this young man was found in his dorm room deceased. His family did not know nothing about the actual cause of death until they looked on the TV and seen the truth. So, on top of that, y'all lied and y'all still lying. This is crazy, and not a camera footage has been shown, and it's a university campus, Delta University, y'all. This is sad, and I hope his family continue on pressing on to get that independent autopsy released, get some camera footage, get the NAACP, whoever you can, to help out with y'all's situation. This is very sad, and unfortunately, his family need that justice, and people is not going to tell the truth. So, prayers to his family, and RIP to that young man, Delta University, Trey Reed. May he rest in peace. Okay, y'all, so more heartbreaking news. As y'all know, the music artist David, he has been all over the timelines and just trending on a crazy situation that's been going on. So, listen to this. A disturbing discovery was made in Los Angeles when workers at a Hollywood tow yard reportedly found a foul odor coming from an impound Tesla, and investigators found human remains inside the vehicle, which was registered in Texas to that singer-songwriter David Anthony Burke, known professionally as D4BD. The remains were reportedly located in a bag inside the car's front trunk. Now, authorities have described the victim as a woman, approximately 5'2", tall with wavy black hair, wearing black leggings, a tube top, and a bracelet. She has also had the same exact tattoo on her finger that he has. Now, the woman has since then been identified. The young lady, she has been missing for about 2 years. Her name is Celeste Hernandez, and this is just crazy, y'all. And there's pictures floating around, videos of them together that they were dating. She's underage. So we gonna see how this falls out, because not only that, he's canceling his tours. He's seen on video doing some crazy stuff of cleaning up evidence. This is crazy work. I don't know. We gonna keep it locked in onto this. I'll keep y'all updated. Y'all know. All right, y'all. I am done talking my shit for today. But y'all know me, I will be back on Friday. This is Talk with Chocolate, Crown Radio. I am your host, Dior the Chocolate Dow. And while we speaking on me, baby, make sure y'all go stream my EP, Body Language. It is out on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, Apple Music, wherever. Go stream that, Body Language, Dior the Chocolate Dow. Queens Talk TV, Crown Radio. Till next week, y'all. I'm signing out.